My name's Ben Coley, and I'm a radio presenter and producer for BFBS, the Forces Station, and I'm at Bulford Camp at the minute, so Salisbury Plain is where we broadcast to. So I first fell in love with radio probably when I was 13, 14 years old. It was really around the time that I started to really get into music, and the two kind of coincided. And I never thought to get into it until I was doing my Duke of Edinburgh Award, and as part of that I had to do like the volunteering section, and my mum saw an advert in the back of the Evesham Journal for Evesham Hospital Radio. I turned up, and ever since then, it kind of just, something clicked, and I fell in love with doing it, and then I just kind of wanted to do everything I could, really. I kind of hit that turning point, really, where I was like, right, am I going to give this a proper go or not? And I thought, let's do it. So I after a bit of freelancing here and there, I joined BFBS. So a huge highlight for me was presenting on Christmas Day for BBC Radio 1. And we did a complete takeover. And it wasn't just a highlight for the obvious reasons of being on Radio 1. It was an honour because it was really hammering home what BFBS do, which is where you go abroad as a broadcaster and you capture all the voices of the armed forces and you connect them with their loved ones at home. I felt like we really made a lot of people happy that day when COVID was going on. It was such a horrible time for so many people. It means a lot being on the 30 under 30 list. I was very surprised I got it. I wasn't really expecting the call. I got the phone call when I was at a petrol station from an unrecognised number, and I was like, hello, who's this? And it was like, oh, it's 30 under 30. I was like, oh, right, okay, I've no idea. It really means a lot. It's one thing having your listeners enjoy your show and having a pat on the back from your listeners. But I think when it's peers, when it's people in your industry, especially so many of the judges who have done so many amazing things themselves and they're very reputable people in the industry, it's so nice having people recognise what you've done.